One of the most recent spectacular discoveries of medical research is a pill which improves the memory and the thinking powers. But there's little chance that it will benefit millions who have forgotten what they were told to remember. I'll be back in a moment with the amazing facts. Hello, this is Joe Cruz on the Amazing Facts broadcast, facts which affect you. You know, one of the most perplexing questions facing the religious world today is being deliberately stifled by many leading churchmen. The sincere inquiries of laymen and Bible students are being turned aside by those in authority. Yet the question demands attention and requires an answer. It's the question of the Sabbath. The reason it looms so large in the minds of so many is that it's a part of the Ten Commandments, which God wrote, of course, with His own hand and delivered to the world. It's found, in fact, in the very heart of the Ten Commandments, and it's the longest and most detailed of all the ten. Furthermore, God distinguished this commandment by urgent wording found nowhere else in the Decalogue. It's introduced by the command, "Remember." Yet I submit to you that the world has largely forgotten what God said to remember. Not even the latest memory pills will bring the human race to remember what God wrote in the middle of His great moral law. Now, specifically, what did God command us to remember? Let's read the commandment itself now in Exodus 20, verse 8. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Now there it is, and it raises a very interesting question, friends. Why do millions keep Sunday, the first day of the week, instead of Saturday, the seventh day, as the commandment specifies? Why don't they keep the day God said to remember, in other words? Right now, let's look at the Bible reasons for keeping the day God commanded. Everyone really should have a Bible reason for his religious practices. Listen to this text in 1 Peter 3:15. "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Now there it is, the Bible forever settles it. Every Christian ought to have an answer from the Bible for everything he believes. So you say to me, well, why do you keep Saturday as a Sabbath when nearly everybody else keeps Sunday? And with God's Word in hand, we're going to answer that question right now, friends. That's why I trust you'll listen very, very carefully and prayerfully to this broadcast. The first Bible reason for keeping the seventh-day Sabbath is that Jesus kept the seventh day holy and asked all His followers to do the same. Here's the Scripture to prove that Jesus kept the Sabbath. Luke 4:16, "And He came to Nazareth where He'd been brought up. And as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read." Now, this verse of Scripture is too plain for anybody to misunderstand or misconstrue, friends. It plainly says that Jesus habitually kept the Sabbath. That was His custom. Now, let's read a Scripture or two that tells us that we should follow His example. We all believe it, but let's read it from the Bible so we can be sure. John 12:26. "If any man..." Now notice that expression. "If any man serve me, let him follow me." Now a great many people think they're serving the Lord, but they're not actually serving Him, because the Lord said, "If any man serve me, let him follow me." It doesn't make any difference what a person's persuasion, color, background may be. This statement refers to everybody. The Lord removed all doubt when He said, "any man." That plainly means every individual who's listening to this broadcast, because the word "man" is a collective noun meaning mankind, everyone. "If any man, woman, or child will serve me, let him follow me." Now, those are Christ's own words. To serve Him, we must follow Him. Now, let's read the word of the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 2:21. "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ has suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps." Now that again is a Scripture too plain for anybody to misconstrue. The Scripture simply makes it clear that if I'm going to be a Christian, I must follow Him. And if I'm going to follow Him, then I must keep the Sabbath, because Jesus kept the Sabbath. Now, right here, a great many folks will say, now, wait a minute, I don't feel the Sabbath binding today. The book of Revelation speaks of the Lord's Day. I worship on the Lord's Day. I have nothing at all to do with the Sabbath. Well, now, wait, friends, let's turn to that book of Revelation and read this passage that's so often mentioned. It's found in Revelation 1, verse 10. John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Now, let's analyze this scripture a little bit. It's often used as a proof text to prove that we ought to worship on the first day of the week. You've just heard the scripture read, friends. Does the verse say that the Lord's Day is the first day of the week? Of course not. Absolutely not. Does the verse say that the Lord's Day is a Sabbath day? No, it doesn't say that either. Sabbath keepers couldn't use this verse to prove that the Lord's Day is the Sabbath. Neither could Sunday keepers use it to prove that the Lord's Day is Sunday. All this verse states is that the Lord has a special day which he designates there as the Lord's Day. That's all Revelation 1:10 could ever prove. Now our last question is this. If he has a day, then which day is that day, the Lord's Day? Can we find the answer to this question from the Bible without seeking the theories of men? And the answer is yes. We can find the answer right here in the book of God. Let's take a New Testament scripture first, and then an Old Testament scripture along with it. The New Testament is Matthew 12:8. The words of Jesus, therefore the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Now, friends, if the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath day, then the Sabbath surely is the Lord's day. That's the New Testament scripture. The Bible actually refers to the Sabbath as His day. God claims only one holy day, the Sabbath. Now, you may be reasoning like this. Well, how do we know the Sabbath and the Lord's Day are not simply other ways of saying the first day of the week? Now, I bring this up because many people have actually made that claim. I've heard the argument myself just recently. But let's see what God says. Turn now to the Old Testament text in Exodus 20, and I'm going to read beginning with verse 10. Now, listen carefully because God settles the matter right here once and for all. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Now, did you get that, friends? Now, tell me, you folk who have calendars hanging right there on the wall, what day of the week is the seventh day? Well, Saturday, of course. You can't get away from it. It's right there witnessing from your calendar on the wall. The seventh day is the Sabbath. So on the authority of God's eternal word, the seventh day, the Sabbath, the Lord's Day, all mean the same thing and all refer to the day that we now call Saturday. So if we're going to follow Jesus and he kept that day, then we must likewise observe Saturday as a holy Sabbath. Now I want you to look again at Exodus 20 for a few moments because this is a chapter where the Ten Commandments are recorded. I've been much amazed to discover that there are many people, church people even, who do not realize that one of the Ten Commandments has to do with the Sabbath. People learn the Ten Commandments and study them, and yet some don't know that one of them has to do with the Sabbath we're talking about today. It's the fourth commandment of God's law. We read it at the beginning of the broadcast. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Now remember, friends, this is a part of the Ten Commandments. Why is it that people the world over who are the best of Christians have lost sight of that? I call your attention to the fact that it's one of the Ten Commandments because God says that the Ten cannot be changed. I want to read two verses now to prove this. The first is Psalm 89:34, where the Lord says, I will not alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. And then in Exodus 20, the chapter containing the Ten Commandments, we read in verse 1, And God spake all these words. So the Lord said it, and he can't change it once it's been said. His words cannot be changed. That's what the Old Testament proves. Now here's the New Testament verse, Luke 16:17. It is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Now a tittle is a little tiny marking in the Hebrew alphabet, like unto the crossing of a T or the dotting of an I. God's law cannot be changed even as little as that. It's just impossible. That's another reason why I keep the seventh-day Sabbath. God's unchangeable law commands it. It's a fourth commandment, and I hope every person listening will see that it's just as serious to break the commandment that says, remember the Sabbath day, as it is to break the commandments that say, thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not kill. They're all in the same law written by the same God. It's God's idea, friends, not mine or yours. Now, here's a question that has disturbed me for many years. How can any man, woman, or child feel free to ignore any commandment that the eternal God gives? That's a question we ought to study and analyze very seriously today, friends. A certain Protestant Christian had a good job working in the office of a shipping firm. One day while he was out in the shipping department, one of the workmen there somehow suffered a minor accident as he went about his business. Holding the bruised finger, the man swore violently, taking the Lord's name in vain. Now, this Christian felt badly about it and thought maybe he should do something. So he went over to him, and he said, "Friend, we really ought to be careful about our speech, shouldn't we? When you talk like that, you're breaking one of God's Ten Commandments, the one that says, 'Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.' That's commandment number 3. Well, the man, of course, was considerably taken aback. He put his head down sheepishly, and he said, "Yes, that's right. I'm awfully sorry I slipped. I want you to know that I appreciate your saying something to me about it, and I'll try to be more careful about it in the future." So this Christian gentleman started back to his office feeling very good and patting himself on the back for teaching somebody that it was very important to keep the Ten Commandments. And as he walked along, however, a voice seemed to say to him, "But you're breaking the 4th. The man stopped in his tracks as if frozen, and his heart began to pound. Perspiration broke out on his forehead. He stood there for one awful moment, and then, heartbroken, he made his decision to follow God and keep the 4th commandment. You see, the Sabbath truth had come to him before. He had known about it, studied it, analyzed it, even believed it. But he tried to get away from it. He thought of what his friends at church and at work might think, and he was afraid he might even lose his job if he decided never to work on Saturday again. But as he stood there for that long moment, he thought, 'Here I am telling somebody else how awful it is to break the commandments, and I'm breaking them myself.' He turned, went into his office, and shut the door. He got out on his knees and confessed his sins, and from that moment on, he kept the Sabbath." Now listen, friends, when the great God of heaven commands us to do something, what is there to do but obey? May God burn this into your heart today. I know you're wondering about the folks who don't know these truths. Perhaps you're thinking this is a hard, unreasonable message. And what about my grandmother, one of the greatest saints that ever lived? Certainly she'll be saved, and yet she never knew about the Sabbath. Well, yeah, she probably will be saved, friends. The Scriptures teach that we're accountable only for the truth we understand. James 4:17 is a very important passage for every Christian. It says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." When we know the truth but don't follow it, we sin. In John 9:41, Jesus said, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remaineth." Yes, friends, God judges us according to the light we have. And may God bless you, friends, as you contemplate the things we've discussed today. In our next broadcast, we'll continue this study, give more Bible reasons for keeping the same Sabbath Jesus kept. And now, this is Joe Cruz saying goodbye for today.